Hello, everybody. I just thought I would jump on here and say hello and give you just a little bit of whispering, a little ASMR, and maybe just a little quick chat. So I started my lock journey last Saturday. Last Saturday was. Let's make sure we have the date here. I started my lock journey Saturday, May 21st of 2022. I'm like so excited, you guys, and I'm excited and I'm impatient at the same time because I'm ready to see my hair lock. I'm ready to see budding. I'm ready to just be locked. These are my starter locks, so you know you go through stages and phases, and I'm just ready. I'm excited and I'm ready. I just wanted to just let you guys know that, and I'm hoping all of the good things. I'm hoping that, I know they say that you don't actually start locking for 6 months to a year or a year and a half. And I'm just wanting to be patient and enjoy every single moment in the whole journey. I'm just ready to just be locked up already. And I went the traditional lock way. So I locked up my hair. I have no extensions or anything like that. I really don't understand what interlocks are, so I'm still trying to learn myself. And I go back June the 17th, which is a couple of days before my birthday, to get my hair retwisted. It'll be 4 weeks. So I'm just I don't know. I'm just like so excited. Even at this moment, I'm thinking I haven't even been locked a week yet, and I'm thinking I should see some type of something. But what is it should I see? I've only been locked up for a week, but I'm just super excited, guys. I've been a natural for over 15 years, and I've always wanted to start locks, but I just don't think I was ready because I just love, doing my hair in different styles and different crochets and everything, but I'm ready now because I'm actually getting tired of having to do my hair. I want the freedom of being able to just get up and not have to do anything or just spray it or just go. I don't want to have to do my hair anymore, and I'll be able to go to get my locks retwisted whenever I can, hopefully. And then that's all I have to worry about. And I don't even have to worry about that. I just want to do all of the right things, all of the things that I'm supposed to do to get it to lock. I don't want to slow down the process by messing it up. So I'm trying to not play in it, and I'm trying to not be pulling at it or messing in it. And you know, they say that you shouldn't be putting your hair in ponytails and things like that right now. You should just be leaving it alone and letting it do what it's gonna do. So I'm super excited for this journey. I have like some goals for myself. So I'm 45. I'll be 46 in June 19th, and by the time I am 50, I have a goal of my length that I want it to be. So I'm just trying to have healthy hair. I want to see how long this hair will grow. And you know that your hair is gonna grow because when I just did protective styles and I didn't comb in it or brush in it or detangle it, my hair grows so long. But the moment that I start messing in it and combing on it and manipulating it, it would break off. So I'm thinking that my hair should truly flourish because I'm just leaving it alone and I'm not bothering it. Well, we hope so, you guys. So I will try to keep you updated on my progress and my length and everything. I'm just like beyond excited, and I'm trying not to be so impatient. Like, I got it done a week ago, and I automatically feel like my hair should be locked already because I'm just ready for it to be locked. But just like everything else, I want to enjoy the whole process and just be patient. So I know that they say there's a lot of backlash from everything, that you get backlash from people staring at you, not only your own race but other races, that they don't understand why your hair looks like it does, or what would you want to get locks for, or people view it as being nasty or nappy, different things like that. It's 2022 and some times have changed, and I know before it was a time where you couldn't even wear braids to work, and I know that they have pretty much tried to change all that because of all the racism and everything that's going on in this world. So they've had to try to mask it and change different things like that, of it being discriminating against someone with different hair or different skin tone or different sexuality, or discrimination against age. I know that covers a whole lot. So I haven't been natural long, or I've been natural for 15 plus years, but I haven't had started my lock journey long. But being a natural and being having the type of hair that I've had all my life, I've dealt with people, as far as even hairdressers, telling me that I need a perm, or that you could tell that they didn't really like doing your hair because it's so coarse and it takes so long to do. I've gone and gotten my hair braided before by people, and they've told me that I needed a perm, or why don't I have a perm, or telling me that I'm making them work for their money today because of my hair texture. So there's a lot of discrimination and judgment from all people, not just other people. You get it from people of color as well. Anybody out there, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, tell me, what things have you faced because of your hair being too thick or too coarse, or for having dreads, or for anything? What have you been, what is your experience? Have you been discriminated against, or talked about, or stared at, or told that you need to change your hair or change the way you dress or anything like that? I'm doing this for myself. I want this hairstyle for myself. I'm hoping for a number of things to be closer with myself, with getting this hairstyle, loving myself for who I am. Not saying that getting weaves or perms or anything like that, anything is wrong with it, but this is just the choice that I want to make. I'm always used to covering my hair up or putting it away because, you know, I'm afraid of what people will say, or it just looks too nappy, or I'm really trying to go down this road to embrace myself. And it's a fight. It's not only a fight with other people, it's a fight with myself. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting to know some things about myself. Me being as old as I am, I wish I had started this journey back in my 20s. Now My locks could be so long and flourished and pretty, but everything happens for a reason and everything happens in its own time. So I just wanted to just say hello and just let you guys know that I've started my lock journey and I can't wait until I start seeing the budding and I start seeing them swell and I start seeing new growth and when I can talk to you in a year and tell you how much my locks have grown. So, thank you guys for listening to me. Appreciate you for taking the time out to listen to the sound of my voice. I appreciate you for giving me your time and giving me your ear. And you could be doing anything right now, but you decided to just sit and listen to me talk. And I just thank you and I appreciate you. And there's a lot of things that's been going on in this world, and it's just, I pray, regardless of the things that's going on in this world, that you find peace, and you find joy, and you find purpose, regardless of what's going on, to find hope in knowing that even though things may not look and seem how they're supposed to be, that whatever you believe in, there's still hope. I wish you love and I wish you peace and I wish you safety. Just the people that you love and the people that you care about, let them know you love them, hug them, and hold on, man. Don't take anything for granted. So, I guess I'll give you a little bit of ASMR and I'll read to you and do a little bit of tapping and I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you. Thank you for listening. This book is called Naptrosity, How to Create Fabulous Natural Hair and Locks Erin Shell Anthony. To all the women who will make the transition to natural hair, and to those who already have, thank you for showing me your struggle, your journey, and your success, so that I can pass these lessons on to help others. Peace, blessings, and beautiful hair. What is Naptrosity? Naptrosity is the art of developing remarkable attention grabbing natural hair. Hair that is all your own and absolutely fabulous in its own regime and glory. In the essence of your every curl, in essence of your every curl, is a regal nature that speaks, proclaiming truth, love, and a beautiful being. Congratulations and welcome to the ultimate guide to the world of natural hair and lock care. The purpose of this book is to explain the how of natural hair and lock care for Afro textured or curly hair for people of African descent. You'll learn about the most up-to-date methods to natural care for your hair. You'll understand the definitions of the ingredients on the label of a product, as well as what products and tools to use for fabulous results and which ones to avoid. You'll enjoy gorgeous pictures that display both the classic and recent innovations in styling techniques. You'll also learn what no one else can teach you, how to produce the results you've always wanted with your own hair. Will enhance your relationship with your hair while developing your own personal natural hair manifesto that will help you to take a realistic look at what you have, assess where you want to be, and manifest your personal attainable goals for your hair. So, I think I'm going to skip a couple of pages and see if we can go into the first chapter or so. Let's see. I don't know if maybe we can go into like a certain chapter. Maybe we'll read lock options for textured hair. Lock options for textured hair. Chapter 12. Let's see. 5. Okay. Lock options for textured hair. Textured hair is glorious when worn a variety of different ways. And women with Afro texture hair are beautiful in loose, twist, braid, and lock styles. Here we will explore the locked experience. If you've ever been curious about locks, whether you've considered starting them or currently wearing them, the section explains everything that you need to know. The locked experience. Locks have their own origin in the African diaspora, but various cultures, from the Niger Indians to the ancient Greeks, wore locks for different reasons. Tribal communities in Africa, including the Pokot, Maasai, Mayu, Kayu, Ashanti, and Fulani, have worn locks in a variety of unique manners. Rastafarian wearers of locks call them dreadlocks and believe them to be a physical way of releasing Babylon and its influences. This ancient tradition is yet another example of diversity in natural hair. The mental process. The transition of your hair to locks requires a mental shift. You must prepare your mind, your space, your tools, and how you will handle those around you as you lock your hair. Similarity to how you change your environment, both mentally and physically. When you first transitioned to natural hair, developing your natural hair manifesto for locks is just as important and can help you to solidify a healthy mental foundation as your hair changes. You will have days where you love your hair, and some people who have locks enjoy the entire process. However, the majority of people will have days where they look in the mirror and wonder what possessed them to ever consider locking their hair. These fluctuations in feeling will pass, and as your locks mature, your ability to adjust to the transition will mature as well. The stages of locks. Many locticians have described between 3 and 6 different stages that you will experience when making the transition to locks. I have chosen 4 primary stages, each with its own set of challenges and celebration. Stage 1, baby locks. After choosing your method to start locking, you and your stylist will start you on your way. If you've chosen a cultivative lock option, you may recognize the style of coils, 2-strand twists, or braids that are installed as a style you've worn before. Your hair will become fuzzier as the days go by, and the longer coil braids and twists will most likely shrink in length. Typically 3C, 4A, and 4B hair will remain in the stage for 3 to 6 months. If your hair is 3A or 3B in texture, it may take longer for you to begin seeing the key indicator budding and know that you have moved on to the next stage. Stage 2, teenage locks. Budding occurs when the lock begins to form firm, rounded, matted, sections of hair appearing long along the length of the lock, typically in the middle or towards the end. Your locks will also become increasingly fuzzy and longer in appearance, and despite styling attempts, will sometimes seem to have a mind of their own. This stage can begin to occur as early as 3 months, but may take up to 18 months depending on your hair texture. Stage 3, adult locks. The stage 3 usually lasts between 1 to 2 years. Locks that reach the adult stage begin to smooth down and compact. You will recognize this stage when your locks appear smaller than they were in stage 2 and more uniform in size. The lock will have developed from the bud and then out in both directions towards the scalp and end of the lock. During this stage, you will also notice what will seem like extraordinary growth. Although your hair has been growing at the same rate, the weight of the lock will begin to pull the hair downward, making growth more noticeable. Stage 4, mature locks. Locks can become mature in as soon as 18 months or as long as 3 years. At this point, the lock have formed